VOC Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
7:42 here on VOC Breakfast at 91.3 FM. The admission outcomes for the 2026 academic year has been received, and many parents have been left frustrated with the responses and the outcomes being that they have been unsuccessful. The applications to multiple schools, if not all of them in some instances, have been unsuccessful, leaving parents with quite a few questions. And joining us on the line to answer some of those questions now is the spokesperson for the WCED, the Western Cape Education Department, Brona Hammond. Brona, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to your listeners.
Brona, we've been hearing from some of our listeners this morning that have applied at up to 10 schools and have received responses of having been unsuccessful. In many instances, the description or the reasons given is that the schools are oversubscribed. And many parents are venting and have vented to us this morning thus far on this particular issue, considering that they had taken the time and made sure that they had applied on time. From the WCED's perspective, what's your take on it?
Okay, well, first of all, we gathered they did apply on time, and it's important because they're in the system and we know they're there, and also they will be on waiting lists for various schools, and their opportunities are expanded because they applied on time. Now, I know it's very stressful. It's completely stressful for a parent when you see that you didn't get into any of your schools in this first initial phase. But, it's the start of a very long process. I was trying to think of some way to describe how it works. And the best I can think of is, before a test match, everyone rushes out and buys tickets for the test match. They buy four tickets and they actually only need two. And then a few weeks before the test match, some tickets become available. You, for instance, might have gotten a ticket in the first phase, but actually now you see there's a ticket that's available that's not in the sunny stand, in the shady stand. You'd rather have that ticket, so you sell your ticket and you purchase another one. That's what's going to be happening over the next few weeks and months. We've got 44,000 grade 1 R and 8 learners that have been applied and got application successful at more than one school. So there's thousands of places still available that will become available, but we just need those parents to confirm which choice of school they want, which will free up those other spaces for other parents to then, other learners to then take.
Yeah. As it then relates to the responses given to the issue or the unsuccessful responses that some parents have received, in many instances they are told that the schools are oversubscribed. Is that in fact the case, and what does that then mean for late applicants?
100%. Some of our schools are receiving 4,000 applications, up to 4,000 applications for 120 spaces. So 120 spaces are gone very, very quickly. But it doesn't mean that they are gone permanently. You will find a school that school A, a learner's got into school A, B, and C, and then they get their applications back and they choose school B, and school A becomes available, a seat becomes available. It might be full now, but there will be spaces available. There's so many changes in the system currently as we speak. And in the last few days, we've had, schools phoning up parents, telling parents, okay, we've had a space available if someone has made a confirmation on our website, and the opportunities are there. But what we have given parents is up until the 16th of June to do so. So this is a period of a bit of a waiting period for some parents. But after the 17th of June, every school will know, okay, this learner has accepted a place, and then those schools will know where they have spaces available and start phoning other parents who are on their waiting list. Mm. At the same time, then there's still more changes that will occur, because I've accepted a place at school B, but then school A phones me up and says, you've just had a space available because another child has given up that place. And I might change my mind and choose school A, making school B available. So it is really a process. There's so many changes in the system. And it's a frustrating for a parent who is waiting for that call, but those calls do come in the long run.
Yeah. What do parents that find themselves in the position where their kids haven't gotten into any school, what should they be doing right now, Brona?
I think it is just calling up the school, writing to the school, just saying to them that you did apply to the school. You have not been accepted, but you would please like to be placed on their waiting list. Just a nice friendly reminder to the school. But, you know, these administrative staff have taken so much abuse from parents who phone and scream, why am I child not in your school? You know, that doesn't help the situation. You know, as I said, you know, some schools have got, you know, 120 cases and have received 4,000 applications. So it can be very stressful. There are schools that are more popular than others. That's the reality, not only in the Western Cape, not only in South Africa, but around the world. And we have to be realistic about those schools, that they have got huge demands. But, you know, I think for any parent, you know, even myself, I received calls, you know, 4 weeks and then even up to 2 months down the line from schools that my daughter didn't get into. So you have to be, you know, it is a process, and it does require some patience, hard patience, but patience. But, you know, there are opportunities that will come. So the 17th of June is a very important date, because if a parent hasn't confirmed by then, we will automatically give them their first school of choice. So that will be on the top of the list.
Donna, are you at the WCD convinced that this process works?
Well, we have no other choice, because it's not up to us who gets into a school at the end of the day. We allow the process to be open, to be fair and transparent in terms of the online application system. Everyone has a fair shot at every school in the system, that there's no, discriminatory application forms, you know, asking for your school fee and for your salaries, for instance. So fair process up until then, up until our fair process, then all those applications go to the school governing body, and it's the school governing body who determine then who gets into the school based on their admission policies. And then it's also our job to ensure that their admission policies of the schools are fair. So, you know, different schools have different criteria, and they will apply those admission policies. And then once they've determined, you know, that a selection of learners that are successful, you know, then that is put down onto the system. And then we'll have this process that we are now in, where parents need to confirm those places or withdraw applications. And it's the withdrawal of applications is when we get more learners getting opportunities to get placed in schools. And unfortunately, it's the way the system has to work. And that's why we do it so early. It's not, if you haven't found a place by July, you know, we've still got 6 months to go, and it's still a long process to play out during that period. There will be many phone calls going to and fro from schools to parents. But I think the biggest is also that parents need to ensure that their phone numbers or their contact details are correct, and if they do change, to notify the WCD immediately so we can put it into the system, because we certainly do not want that call. We have problems every year of trying to get a hold of parents and not being able to get a hold of them.
Yeah. I guess the broader concern is that, and while it's understood that, you know, parents perhaps can appeal their particular application outcomes to the school, etc., etc., I think the concern of many parents, though, is that if they sit back and wait for a response, they may not get one. And come the start of the 2026 academic year, which is a challenge, quite frankly, that we have every year, that their child may not be placed in a school, and what does that then mean for that child's education? And then it also limits the overall options of that particular parent to send their child to a school that they are able to, in terms of the proximity to home, the school fees, etc., etc. Because they, at that point, it's a take it to leave it, or take what you can get type of situation, isn't it?
If you have applied and you're on a waiting list and you've accepted a school and that's the school that you're on a waiting list phones you, if they even in 2 months' time, you know, you can change your choice of school. And then that place that you originally were at then becomes available. And it's then that admin clerk at the school will be phoning parents to get a place for that child. So, again, it's really process. And I think, you know, we try to make it as fair as possible, but you can't allocate a school in the first round to a specific learner. That would be unfair. It doesn't allow for choice of the parent, and it provides an opportunity for parents to apply at more than one school. So it really is it is a process that parents just need to realize, you know, like the rugby ticket. you know, you might not get the ticket in the first round, but there will be tickets that may come available in the next, you know, 10 weeks before the match.
Yeah.
And that's what we are at.
Yeah, I think we are out of time, Rona, but I think broadly speaking, many parents will disagree with you in terms of the overall fairness, because the argument that they could make is to say, I've done what I needed to do in terms of making sure that I applied on time, and now getting to a point where essentially the choices are taken away from me, you know, many parents are questioning that level of fairness. That being said, as mentioned, we are out of time for now, Rona. Thank you so much for your time. WCED spokesperson, everything of the best.